Well, it's we've got to help our schools in the, with the resource. There was some discussion late in session from the majority party that we do away with all resource officers and replace them with mental health specialists. Some merit to that, but then we see what happened up in Dixon. And that resource officer, what a great hero he was. So yeah, I believe the schools can use tort dollars. Here in Mercer County with the five schools, it would be difficult to cover all their costs with tort. So I believe there is an obligation that the state would become involved. But I don't believe it's we don't just throw money at it. We've got to get buy-in and communication with our superintendents, with our regional offices of education to help identify and what is the need and how do we fund that.
And I guess when you look at something like that, you're talking about maybe like a participation where the district has to share some of the costs along with the state, or they have to figure out where that some of that money is going to come from.
Right. If we change what's available through TORT or maybe some other sources, maybe it's more part of the education fund. I believe it's we at the state should do what we can to help, but I believe it's a local control issue, and we need to hear from our local schools to better understand how we can best support in funding that, because it is a statewide issue, and we've got to be involved with this. We can't continue to have children going to school and feel uncomfortable with even being there.
And you were talking about you understand the dynamics of rural school districts, and you're, you know, you can use Mercer County as an example. You know, you're in Joy, and you know the response time from Aledo, and then you know if you go west, what about the response time from New Boston? There's a lot to consider in all this.
Absolutely, you know, with a district as big as Mercer County, from New Boston to Viola and then our schools in Aledo and elsewhere, it's just it's hard for one resource officer to cover all that distance. And our sheriff departments, they do as best they can, but they're shorthanded too. So it's got to be a combined effort. And then the next issue is how do we train the resource officers? We recently had some legislation that would require additional training for resource officers, because a resource officer is not like the sheriff deputy on the street. Dealing with younger children, they need to have a better understanding of some of those mental health issues. How do you identify that child that needs special care too?